Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, share number 111. We're going to talk today about responding with impact to verbal abuse. In this share, probably the next share as well, we're going to suggest specific responses to different categories of verbal abuse we described in previous shiurim. And each response will enforce limits that you need to set. And this is based on a verbal abusive relationship book written by Patricia Evans. I want to emphasize very strongly that this works in a very important way pertaining to bitachon and ishtadlus and understanding that aspect of it. One can say and should say that everything that happens to you is min hashamayim, and when pain is coming from a person or from whoever it's coming from, it's really the source is Hashem trying to teach us something, and we don't focus on the messenger of the one who inflicts the pain, but rather to Hashem, who is the source of why it's coming. And you turn to Hashem and ask Him to work through things and change yourself. And ultimately, you know, Hashem will help the matziv and change things. That is true. Together with that, however, comes this idea, which when we learned the Shara B'tochen of the Chayvus Halvaveis and all the Gedolei Yisrael that talk about it, that does not mean that you sit back and do nothing. That does not mean that you don't do things to protect yourself. So if someone, you had two partners and one of them swindled the other one out of all his money and whatever it is. So yes, the primary focus is Hashem caused it. And you turn to Hashem, and it's min hashamayim. There's lessons to be learned from this. And you do whatever tshuva you need to do that you feel you need to do. And you talk to Hashem, and you b'teich in Him, and you don't focus on the one, the human being that scammed you. That's true. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a right to go to the Entira or court, whatever the Rabbanim tell you to do, to protect yourself from this person and do what you're supposed to do or create those boundaries you're supposed to create. So that's how it works as well when people are being the victims, are the victims of physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, all of these things. The self-blame cannot be there. Whatever things that you need to work through between you and Hashem, and you work it through therapy, through self-healing, through healthy, wise mentors who help explain to you how best to cope with such a thing, and your own self-work that you need to do, all of that is true. But part of it is that chiyuv, based on instruction of what Hashem wants from you to do. He will want you to create those borders and to protect yourself and set those boundaries to protect yourself from that person. Those are Torah halachas as well. That's a very important balance to learn and to know. So same thing over here with the victims of verbal abuse. They could have internal work of how to handle it, what the lessons are, and how to work through it and all of that, which is very, very important and key. But after everything is said and done, in most situations, if you ask the Shaila or you speak to mentors or what the true Ratzon Hashem is, set those limits and boundaries and do what you can to protect yourself as an individual. And all verbal abuse, this is very important, all verbal abuse violates your boundaries. And it's a chiyuv and it's a mitzvah to respond appropriately to enforce and confirm those boundaries. If you're complete, here's examples of how verbal abuse and its behaviors break your boundaries. If you're completely ignored by your spouse, if they look right at, you know, through you as if you don't exist, your boundaries are being violated. Why? Because you're being treated as if your individuality does not exist, as if you have no boundary to set off. And that's a violation. Ignoring, silent treatment, making believe you don't exist, that's violating your boundaries. You don't think of yourself as having boundaries, but it's helpful to do so. Boundary violation is the experience of abuse. Another example of how verbal abuse violates boundaries: if you're being called names, your boundaries were violated. Why? Because you're being defined by the abuser in his terms, not yours. It's as if your boundaries, which establish and define your individuality, does not exist, and that's a violation. I guess it's time to add again. Again, this book is in the gender written way, where unfortunately it's most common this way, where the husband in a marriage situation, the husband is the abuser of the verbal abuse and the wife is the recipient. But as we said countless times in the Shiurim, I may word it one way, but especially with this book wording it this way, everyone has to know themselves and be honest with themselves. It could be equally true in the reverse, where the wife is the one who is the verbal abuser and the husband is the victim. So don't let any type of him, her, in which we discuss it, change that for anybody. Everyone needs to look at themselves. So this is the idea. You have to understand where your boundaries are being invaded, your violation of your personhood is being evaded, and you have to work towards protecting it, and that's a mitzvah. Denial, that's another form of verbal abuse. Denial is a violating of your boundaries. If your experience is being denied by the abuser, discounted by the abuser, they invaded your boundaries. You know, like he moves through them as if to enter your mind and claim, I know how you're experiencing things. And it's, or, you know, according to him, it was a fantasy. Or when he says, for example, you don't know what you're talking about. When he says, you don't know what you're talking about, that is an invasion and a violation of privacy and of boundaries. Verbal abuse is a violation. It's not a conflict. It's not like a regular fight where two parties argue with each other. Married couples could fight. They may even sometimes say harsh words to one another in a normal conflict. Like we said many times, in a normal marriage situation where there's fighting, you don't necessarily always say and scream verbal abuse. We're talking about serious patterns here. You know, when you have a regular conflict, that's when both parties, let's say you have a husband and wife that are fighting, they want something different, and to resolve the conflict, they discuss their wants and needs, two-way street, mutually seeking a solution. There may or may not be a solution, but in those scenarios, no one is forcing the other, no one is dominating the other, no one is controlling the other. So you could have healthy arguments in a marriage, even distressing ones. Even sometimes you cross the line and said something maybe you shouldn't have said, and you have to fix, all within a normal range. But the gist of all of it is we're working together. We're not dominating. We're not controlling. Verbal abuse is a different story. It's a one-way street. It's not a conflict. It's a boundary violation. It's a power over the superiority, the dominance that you're trying to display, sometimes by covert means, which is indirect and hidden, sometimes by overt means, which is more direct. So you evaluate your relationship with your wife, your husband, and you ask these questions about your mate. Does he or she enrich your life? The one who you're suspecting is verbally abusive to you, do they enrich your life? Do they bring you any source of simcha? Is there a real connection to him or her? Do you think in the same way and share the same dreams? Do you understand each other? Does the person show goodwill? Do they have that ayin toiva? That's really the real key. Overall, do they have that ayin toiva? Goodwill in a relationship is warmth, is honesty, comes from the deepest sense of truth, a true desire to understand the other, being done l'kaf schus, giving the benefit of the doubt. Achatagiyah b'mekayma, you don't judge until you reach your place. You try to feel what it is like in the other person's shoes. So even if you experienced verbal abuse, but if your husband or wife shows overall goodwill, and some of these questions that we just asked, whether they enrich your life or bring you some joy or have sometimes feel real connections, and they're shared, and they have some degree of real empathy there, then there's something to work with. Then there's a way to build a relationship. But If not, you have to be very, very careful. So if you're in a long-term relationship and you're experiencing the verbal abuse and the relationship is important to you, so you have to respond in these ways. You know, this that we say, you know, we brought down in other marriage books and other places where when a husband and wife speaks sometimes harsh words to each other, don't take it so seriously, let it go, look at the milas, not the chesroinos, even though sometimes they can be short-tempered. As a general rule, that's definitely MS. But what we talk about in these shiurim, in many other power word shiurim here, which zooms in on the machla, the illness of verbal abuse, this then takes on a greater gravity. And if you're not sure, you ask a mentor to describe accurately as much as possible what happens, and they'll be able to determine whether the einas devarim or the hurtful words are within normal course of personality and nature, what we call normal range. Not ideal. It should be stopped. And it's hurtful and painful, but it's still normal range relationship of a two-way relationship, in which case sometimes it makes sense to overlook it or to look at the positive or to work through it slowly with one another. But then there is the real etzem, one-way street, verbal abuse, which is something that's the exception to the rule and that you have to work on that. So to fight on those boundaries, you are right to say stop it now and be firm. To awaken to your mate, your husband, your wife, the behavior is inappropriate, unacceptable to you. You have a right to have that backbone and to fight back. Here is where you don't go and say, Emunah Pshuta, there'll be Mechapra Mayaveris, and all of that. You know, sometimes, especially if he's calling real damage, you can't do that anymore. And again, you're not sure, you ask a Shaila. But you're Mechuyev to ask that Shaila. If your husband or wife remains abusive to you, it's not your fault. It's not your responsibility. Very often, one is stunned and caught off guard or way too shocked or in too much pain and too much confusion to respond to verbal abuse. You don't even have the koyach to say stop it. And in those situations, you're in a very toxic relationship and you really need help. So one needs to understand the mitzvah, the ischaivas, doing it the right way, of fighting for your boundaries. Okay? And you need to understand that. To respond with strength, that's what we're going to talk about in the next year or two. But we're opening up this subject about how to respond with impact to verbal abuse the right way. Again, these are just guidelines. Of course, you need sometimes outside intervention that people are experienced on how to handle this the right way. And these shurim is to bring out the awareness and do your best to get that help in order to protect yourself in the way you need to be protected. Bracha v'atzlacha.